Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. We welcome your presence, Lord. We welcome your presence, Lord. There is nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living home. In your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. In your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen all the sweetness of love, when my heart become free and my shame is undone. Hallelujah. It's in your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, your presence, Lord, we need you, Lord, we need your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, Lord. In your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. essence, all the sweetness of love. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. In your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, your presence, Lord, your presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Greta, are you there?
Yes, good morning or good morning. And I want to say this is Freedom Tuesday, and I let us go to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see a blessed day. For this, is, we give you all the praise. We may begin this new day with joy, freedom, Lord, in our heart, for we love ourselves and others. We thank you, God, for just being you all by yourself. Thank you for our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, for their leadership for the past 9 years and 8 months. We praise God for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing honest life with everyone. We pray for the speaker about the download of word in the telecommunications sanctuary. We pray for Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott, Mother Mann for their health and strength this morning, Lord Jesus. We pray for every nursing home, hospital, anyone incarcerated. We pray for anyone that has frontline workers this morning helping us with the COVID-19. We give thanks to their spirit this morning just to being a part of helping others. We pray for that anyone that has COVID-19 that has been recovered from that. We pray for the bereaved family. Especially, we want to give a special prayer for Prophet Carrie Brown that lost her aunt. Comfort them like they never before, Lord. Lord, keep us in perfect peace. We trust in you. We love you. We adore you, God. We thank you for everything you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, Minister.
Oh, you're so welcome, Honorable Cynthia Cox. Well, good morning, Master's Call family. This is Minister Willa, and I just thank you so much for joining us here on this Freedom Tuesday morning. Lord knows we need some freedom and some peace over our land, and I know that you are praying for that as well. Well, this call was founded over 9 years ago by our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I just want to take a moment to say that we have added a part to our call, and that is the worship in the morning. And thank you, Minister Rosman, for just leading us this morning, because we do need some peace, and we do welcome God's peace on this call and in this land. This call was founded on the scripture verse, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. All of our messages have been archived, and so you can go and find out about here the past messages, as well as read the bios in full of all of our speakers. And you can do that by going to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you will be blessed by all of the messages that are archived there. Our theme for this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. And we know that to be so true in this land today. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as you heard Minister Cynthia so beautifully do, or as to host, as I'm doing now, or perhaps you are a psalmist and just would love to participate and offer that to the Master's Call, or maybe the Lord has put a word on your heart, you can go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And submit your request for how you would like to serve. In addition to that, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can also submit that information to info@themasterscall.net. and know that we are always praying for you. And as I said before, if you're interested in any of the offerings we have as a greeter, a host, a psalmist, or to minister, Minister Brenda, our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who will be in contact with you. We are not a closed organization. There is no auditioning necessary, so we welcome you with open arms. Now, this company, Artist Life, is now Artist Life, which was before called Artist International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. And to find out more about the products and about the opportunity of the company, just get with the person who told you about this call, and they will be more than happy to share that information with you. Now, the morning motivational call, which is held Monday through Friday, is held right after this call by a team of great leaders that will give you vital information on the benefits of artist products as well as the opportunities. You can go to 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, that's 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-6170. And that call is immediately following this call. We have a bypass number if you have difficulty getting on, like if, you know, you have to pay for the call. Well, the bypass number will prevent that from happening. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And in using that number, you will be able to access this call as well as the new morning motivational call free of charge. Now, today at the new morning motivational call, today is Presidential Tuesday. And so I'm sure there will be some great information that you will hear when you go over to that call. Well, I'm not going to go on any longer because I want to give our speaker enough time to bring the Word of God. And our speaker is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. He is a baptized believer. He's an ordained minister. He has preached the gospel for over 35 years. He is married to his lovely wife, Cheryl, and he is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. To find out more about Pastor Everett, as I said, I'm not going to take any more time. You can go to www.themasterscall.net to read his bio in its entirety. So I'm going to introduce you now to our man of the hour, our anointed vessel, Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for the introduction, Mr. Will. God bless you, our greeter, Minister Cynthia, our psalmist, Minister Raza. Thank God for the following of this call, Dr. P.K. Wallace-Patton, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and to my TMC family and friends. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Great things he is yet doing. And thank God for freedom. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. Today is Freedom Tuesday. God bless you for that theme for today. Well, we want to look at our scripture for today, found in 1 Peter chapter 4. I'm reading from the New Century Translation. Starting at verse 1, Christ suffered while he was in his body. So you should strengthen yourselves with the same way of thinking Christ had. A person who has suffered in his body is finished with sin. Strengthen yourselves so that you will live your lives here on earth doing what God wants, not doing the evil things that people want. In the past, you wasted too much time doing what the non-believers like to do. You were guilty of sexual sins and had evil desires. You were getting drunk. You had wild and drunken parties, and you did wrong. I worship idols. Now, unbelievers think it is strange that you do not do the many wild and wasteful things that they do. And so they insult you, but they will have to explain about what they have done. They must explain to God, who is ready to judge the living and the dead. The good news was preached to those who are now dead. By their dying, they were judged like all men. But the good news was preached to them so that they could live in the Spirit as God lives. The time is near when all things will end. So keep your minds clear and control yourselves. Then you will be able to pray. Most importantly, love each other deeply. Love has a way of not looking at others' sin. Open your home to each other without complaining. Each of you receive a spiritual gift. God has shown you his grace in giving you different gifts, and you are like servants who are responsible for using God's gifts. So be good servants and use your gifts to serve each other. Anyone who speaks should speak words from God. The person who serves should serve with the strength that God gives. You should do these things so that in everything God will be praised through Jesus Christ. Power and glory belong to him forever and ever. Amen. So I read up to the 11th verse, but we want to focus mainly on the verse number 1. Christ suffered while he was in the body, so you should strengthen yourselves with the same way of thinking Christ had. The person who has suffered in his body is finished with sin. Talking about a call to Christian living, a call to Christian living. We have to understand and realize that our living, or shall I say our lifestyle, is different from those that are not Christian. It should be a distinct difference in the way we live our lives. Of course, God has brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And of course, the songwriter said, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. So a transformation has occurred in a Christian's life. It's a metamorphosis taking place. So we're no longer crawling around like caterpillars. We are flying like beautiful butterflies. Amen, somebody. So God has blessed us with a new life, a Christian life. So a call to Christian living is always in order. The ground of the appeal is the example of Christ. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, the then is like an arrow pointing back to 1 Peter 3:18-22, where Peter presented the truth that Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, according to 1 Peter 3:18. The appeal is, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. Compare Paul's appeals in Romans 12:1-2 and Philippians 2:5-11. Let's take a look at Romans 12:1-2. Of course, again, I'm reading from the New Century Version. It says, so brothers, since God has shown us great mercy, I beg you to offer your lives as a living sacrifice to him. Your offering must be holy for God and pleasing to him. This is a spiritual way for you to worship. Do not change yourselves to be like the people of this world, but be changed within by a new way of thinking. Then you will be able to decide what God wants for you, and you will be able to know what is good and pleasing to God and what is perfect. So difficult passage in 1 Peter 1:1, for he that have suffered in the flesh have ceased from sin. When taken with verse 2, seems to me that one who has armed himself with the mind of Christ so that he's willing to suffer persecution for us has rest from sin at his goal in life. He no longer spends his life in the sinful pursuits of the lust of the flesh, but now makes the aim of his life the doing of God's will. So let's look at a few points here. Point number one, the heathen do not understand the call. Let me say that again. The heathen do not understand the call. It is natural for the unsaved person to pursue sinful lust. The varieties of sins from which Christians have repented are listed as follows. Let's take a look at this list here. Lasciviousness or licentiousness. You can't do Revised Standard Version. It means without morals, without morals. It describes such acts as filthy words, indecent body movements, nude sex acts, and so on. Then we look at number two, lusts or passions themselves. Lust may be good or bad. Desire for the will of God is good, but the desires here condemned are human lusts, of which Peter had written in the second chapter of verse 11, tells us to abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. Then number three, excess of wine or drunkenness. Number four, revelance refers to drinking parties. And number five, banquetings or carousing is another word Peter used for wild drinking parties. Number six, abominable idolatries or lawless idolatry. All idolatry is abominable, but especially that which promotes drinking and lust in the name of religion. So we have to understand that a Christian's abstinence from sin is a silent rebuke to those who sin. The heathen speak evil of the Christian because of this. And we look at it again at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 4. It says, non-believers think it is strange that you do not do the many wild and wasteful things that they do, so they insult you. So even in our days and times, we look at how the world is taking action in this time we live in versus how we should take action, because our lives are different. We still feel bad about the way things are, but because of Christian living, we don't do things the way that the heathen do things. Amen. So we have to understand, according to 1 Peter 4, 5, and 6, that every person will give an account for himself to God. The important of this passage seems to be that all, without exception, are to be judged by God. Those now dead have had the gospel preached to them while they were alive. So they, as well as those now living, will be judged according to the lives they live in the flesh. Those who, while yet in the flesh, truly trusted Christ will share the eternal life of God in the Spirit. And when we look at the Christian living, it demands faithfulness, according to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. Amen. I'm saying it again, a Christian lifestyle demands faithfulness. Let's look at the first point here. The evidence of Christ's return encourages faithfulness, but the end of all things is at hand, verse 7. How near Peter does not say, but he urges readiness, as did Jesus did, according to Matthew 24 and 42. It may be drawing near as God counts time. And in that case, as Peter explains, one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day, according to 2 Peter 3:8. Not only is it true that one should be ready to meet the Lord when he comes at the end of the age, but since death may come at any time, one should be ready to meet the Lord at death. More important, the time when one meets the Lord is the certainty than one will. So we are to be ready. How should we be ready? Well, number one, by being sober, verse 7. That is keeping a sound mind and watching unto prayer. Number two, above all things, have fervent charity, unfailing love. In other words, among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins, verse 8. Above all means above all other duties to one's fellow humans. It does not take precedence over the first commandment, which is to love God. Proverbs 10 and 12 was probably in Peter's mind. Hatred stirs up dissension. Love covers over all wrongs, NIV version. Love seeks to extinguish strife as water puts out a flame. Love judges most charitably. And then we have number three, we should practice hospitality ungrudgingly to one another, verse 9, according to the Revised Standard Version. Number four, God, good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Verse 10, God has given many gifts, of course, talents and abilities to believers for ministering. God is still the owner, and believers are but trustees of God's unmerited gifts, which are to be used for the good of others in his name. Amen. So if one's gift is speaking, let him or her use it, not for self or for novelty, but in conformity to the word of God. The oracles of God are used, according to Acts 7:38, to refer to the Mosaic law, and in Romans 3:2 to refer to the Old Testament, and in Hebrews 5:12 to refer to Christ's teaching. Second, if one's gifts is serving, let him or her do it not for pride or self-glory, but with the human humbleness, acknowledgement that one's ability to help is a trust from God. So we that's living a Christian life, it's not about us. It's about the one who gave us this life, the one who created us, the one who has given us these gifts, amen, to live a godly life, that we may live a blessed life to be a blessing to others. Amen. So our life is not our own. We have to understand, amen, that we have been charged and to be held accountable how we live our lives. We cannot focus on so much what other people do. So look how foolish they are. Look what they're doing. Well, we've got to pray for them. We've got to, amen, help them realize that there is a better way of life. And this life, it's not all that it is. In other words, there's life after this life. Amen. So we that are Christians have to be about our Father's business and let the folk know it will be a day that we're going to leave here. And you must be prepared. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. And no one knows their expiration date. Amen. We have to be prepared. Amen. Jesus Christ is the only way. He's the way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So we must be about our Father's business. As Christian living, we have to let people know you must be saved. Jesus, when he came across Nicodemus, Nicodemus was basically saying that you something special. No man can do all these great things unless God is with him. And of course, Jesus didn't even deal with what Nicodemus was saying. He said, you must be born again. The bottom line is being born again, not so much what I've done, but what you must do and what all must do, must be born again. So we have a mandate, a great commission to go into all the world and make disciples, no matter who they are, where they've come from, amen, what their nationality is, or what they have done or didn't do. Come on, somebody. We have to let people know that there is a mandate, amen, that we have to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And tomorrow is not promised to anybody. Amen. And amen. So we have to learn to be about our Father's business and not only live the Christian life, amen, but to compel others to become Christ-like and to accept him as Savior. God bless you. Amen. We just thank God for you. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Thank you so much, Pastor Everett, for that rich word, a call to Christian living. And I will call you shortly to give us our benediction after our prayer requests and a few announcements. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are eternally grateful for this day that you have made. Father, we thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you so much for this word that Pastor Everett has brought to us this morning on how to be called, O God, to living the Christian life that you have given us in the midst of everything that's going on, O God. Father, help us. Lord, I pray that you restore virtue back into Pastor Everett, that you bless his family, that you keep them safe, O God. Safe from what's going on around the world, safe from COVID-19, just keep them safe. Psalm 91, safety and protection over them. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Mother Oliver, Mother Josie, Mother Blackwell, Lord. Father, you know what they stand in need of. We pray for protection, for health, O God, for direction, for wisdom, for favor over their lives, Lord. We lift up the D.H. De Leon family. God, we thank you for keeping them in the midst of COVID-19, in the midst, oh God, where businesses are struggling, Lord, but theirs will prosper because you've made them the head, not the tail, above and not beneath the lender and not the borrower. Father, we lift up our families, oh God, who are bereaved. Oh God, we lift up dear Sharon, our Minister Sharon's family, We lift up Minister Kai, Lord, on the homegoing of her Aunt Jackie. God, she is safe. Aunt Jackie is safe in your arms now, and we ask you comfort the family. Father, we lift up Minister Wanda as they continue to be restored and as they continue, oh God, to need comforting from the homegoing of her brother and her dad, Lord. We lift up the Cox family in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we lift up any other families that are experiencing this kind of bereavement. Lord, Father, we lift up George Floyd's family. And God, all who have been murdered at the hands of police officers and people, God, who do not see us as equal. God, be with their families. Comfort them, Lord, oh God. And God, what can we say? There's just no words to say. God, we lift up our family members who are experiencing illness in their bodies, Lord, from COVID-19 and otherwise. We lift up Reverend Stowers, Lord, that you continue to heal his body, and our Minister Robin, Lord. Father God, we just ask that you continue to be with all, Lord, who are experiencing some kind of illness. Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Lord, touch. And then, God, for those who are unspoken, Lord, you know who they are. We just ask, God, that you continue to heal. Now, Lord, we lift up each and every family member who has joined us today. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to bless them. Continue to give us what we stand in need of. Give us protection, Lord, I pray. God, and then be with our administration. God, help. That's all I can say is, Lord, help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my family, you're going to want to go back and hear the playback of this powerful message. And to do so, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. And remember, the new morning motivational call is immediately following this call. So you can access that at 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, Minister Cynthia, thank you so much for greeting and opening our call with prayer. And thank you, Minister Rosalind, for opening us up with the beautiful song, Oh God, We Need Him in This World. And thank you, Pastor Everett, for bringing us that much on-time needed message. And family, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I do love me some you. be safe and be well. Pastor Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you his kindness. May he have mercy on you. May the Lord watch over you and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, God bless.